back. Second Final Hour Liberation Station radio show this February 12th, 2023. Chris Steiner with you. The site is theliberationstation.com. Facebook live stream where you can follow along on the video if you'd like. Whenever we play video or infographics or articles I throw up on the screen, I reference. Or even when you call in, I hear you reference something, I might show it up on screen or show some relevant information up on screen. The Facebook live feed is over at facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa, and I shared it over at facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting. And the chat room is at the listen/archives page of theliberationstation.com. Your calls are welcome at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And jump back into where I left off before the break. I was about to mention when I called in to Steve Elkins' show, and he was, as he usually does on Mondays, the host of National Intel Report here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., right after, that's Eastern Time, 5 to 7 Central, and right after Mike Rivera's What Really Happened show. So called in to mention this maybe a week ago, that this was such a big deal, and this infographic, I mentioned that I posted it, but it was then deleted, I saw, by Facebook. So I posted the new one February 7th. In case folks listen to that, they wondered where the infographic was there. It was improved and updated with more references. I keep updating it. And, you know, more information, more perspective, I think, emotional perspective of those, for instance, who are black and who don't like this. And they've spoken out, and I've posted references to them, like Leon County Commissioner Bill Proctor, who is a Democrat, and he's an African-American. He sided with DeSantis over his denouncing this this college advanced placement African-American college course for college credits. And I'm going to have to, I think, in case somebody takes my words out of context, I sometimes reiterate things over and over again. So for the audience, if you're wondering why I'm repeating myself, these college credit, advanced placement, meaning for college credits for African American studies, for high school students who need to earn credits that have already been able to earn enough credits to graduate, and so he says, quote, "I think it's trash," end quote. Leon County Commissioner Bill Proctor. And so that's one of the references you'll find there. Then there's an article that was written in the Orlando Sentinel, and I found the link over the paywall where it was archived. Post that link. Someone nice enough to have a subscription to the Orlando Sentinel has archived it in the link that I cite. I've linked to in the description of the infographic I posted February 7th. So. He was cited by the Florida Department of Education February 6th, the day after his article February 5th, in the Orlando Sentinel, entitled "African American Studies Course is About Pushing an Agenda, Not Education." That's his commentary. He's the president and CEO of the Central Florida Urban League. So whenever somebody tells me, like they tried to, a co-hostess on the show tried to tell me this morning, and I replied the only way I could, by chat, because they had already cut off my call. I said, why don't you ask them, who are you to decide what is African-American history? Why don't you ask these other African-Americans who are criticizing it roundly? You know, a lot of others too, but these significant figures, and you know, that might have, they might have the answer for you as to your question. Why aren't the feds getting involved? This is a civil rights violation, she was saying this morning. Why aren't attorneys getting involved? Well, because it's a fake issue. So know, that's my answer. But, you know, ask African Americans. And I also told her this morning, the co-hostess, to ask the African, the black man in the chat room who is also complaining about it. And, you know, I point out that, like I did in my call, a lot of people complain that, like I did earlier, that a lot of people complain, a lot of blacks complain that you shouldn't complain brutal slavery to anything else, whether it's some kind of, you know, gay struggle for gay rights. And, you know, and then you have the other group I didn't get to, the other side of the coin I didn't get to mention, which is gays against groomers who don't like a lot of the stuff that's going on here in Florida. In the books, in the textbooks that they're saying that DeSantis has banned, well, it's not DeSantis banning anything. It's just various school boards, notably, I think it's Duval County or Leon County. It's Leon County that's voluntarily going through and trying to comply. So, trying to find the comment here if I have a second. But, you know, the point is that, you know, you got to ask black people who are complaining. And like the black fellow who called in last week, he said, we never talked about, into the same show, we never talked about this stuff around black queerness and forms of queerness around the dinner table. That's not history. You know, they're trying to hijack our history. And that's what the commenters made the point this morning. I didn't have it ready, but I'm just browsing through here now. So, yeah, they're catching on. I mean, they're getting to see that they're giving free publicity, and it's unwanted publicity from the other side of the coin. If you want to do a real study in sociology here in African American history, say, oh well. You know, if we're looking at this snapshot in history, we got gays against groomers who don't like it. You know, they're among the many taxpayers who against sexualizing young children in the name of acceptance. We need to be accepted. You know, don't need to be accepted in schools, and they understand that. And a lot of them are saying that. You know, why are they trying to hijack our movement and trying to? It's all in the name of sexualizing kids. And you see black and white parents I see at school board meetings, lots of videos of them saying that they don't want critical race theory taught to their children. They don't want their kids thinking, I don't want my black kid to see see this other white person or lighter skinned person over here as someone who got their pretty dress or their beautiful shoes because of an advantage over my little girl, my little boy. I'll fuel what envy the children tend to have. You know, you start out with terrible twos and start to say mine, 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 become very possessive, and start to form a little bit of their individuality with no, no, no. You know that. Little terms of disgust, it seems, when we're young, we start out with forming you know, using words of disgust, disdain, forming sentences, using those terms. So it's very important at a young age to diffuse those natural tendencies to aggress. And so I think I'm just going to go into briefly this article that really covers it all, starting out when this history started, January 19th, 2023, in the Florida Standard, theflstandard.com. Article is entitled Exclusive Rejected African American Studies Course in Florida Features CRT, Intersectionality, and Queer Theory. National outrage ensued after the state rejected an AP African American Studies course, but a copy of the syllabus obtained by the Florida Standard shows the course sought to teach progressive doctrines such as intersectionality and critical race theory. Article by Zach Howard and Josh Miller, again, January 19th, 2023. And They do link to the syllabus, but I did not put it in my infographic, although I did link to this article, so you can get to it through the article. But what I link to is the NBC's syllabus that is searchable. So if you want to double check this article, for instance, and find, like I did, that it is correct, do a fact check yourself of what's in the syllabus that you'll be hearing me quote from, then you can go right to it through the what NBC provided. And let's get started here. Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Department of Education, FDOE, once again made national headlines on Wednesday after the state rejected an advanced placement AP African American Studies course. The Florida Standard obtained a copy of the course syllabus and reviewed the proposed material. Topics include, quote, black queer studies, end quote, and, quote, post-racial racism and colorblindness, end quote. On January 12th, the FDOE's Office of Articulation sent a letter notifying the College Board that the state was rejecting its request for state approval of the course. The letter stated that, quote, as presented, the context of this course is inexplicably contrary to Florida law and significantly lacks educational value, end quote. And I say that very clearly because I hear people taking out of context this statement, attributing it to Ron DeSantis when it comes out of the Florida Department of Education. It's the source is the Florida Department of Education. And they take out of context, I've heard, quote, significantly lacks educational value. They omit the original part of the beginning, the start, the most important part, for the reason for the statement, inextricably contrary to Florida law. That quote, they missed that part. Inexplicably contrary to Florida law. Continuing the article, at the same time, the letter notes that, quote, in the future, should College Board be willing to come back to the table with lawful, historically accurate content, FDOE will always be willing to reopen the discussion. And Section 4, I mentioned briefly in the last hour, Section 4 of the syllabus introduces the topic, quote, post-racial racism and colorblindness, end quote. And features text from Eduardo Bonilla Silva, who employs critical race theory in his writings. Edward Bonilla Silva's book, Racism Without Racists, describes how, quote, whites talk, think, and account for the existence of racial inequality, and makes clear that colorblind racism is as insidious now as ever, end quote. So I'm going to interject here. He's basically saying that if you're going to claim that you're colorblind, well, that's just a shield for you to not be called racist, because everybody is inherently racist, according to Bonilla, Bonilla Silva. And his book, I'm going to show up on screen here, and links over to the seller of it, Roman and Littlefield. And chapter 2, what is systemic racism? Coming to terms with how racism shapes all, quote-unquote, all. The word all is quote-unquote all. So very ambiguous there. Coming to terms with how racism shapes, quote, all, end quote, whites and non-whites, explains how all members of society participate in structural racism. So, you participate in society, you're participating in structural racism. Never mind those who were dismissed due to their skin color, despite their superior qualifications, due to, just having to fill a racial quota in colleges or in workplaces these days. Never mind all the affirmative action. I mean, we can't even consider that's a factor. So I'm going to continue on here with this article and finish it up because it really just does the best summary of why the course was rejected. And continuing, Section 4 also includes, quote, Black Queer Studies, end quote. A description states, quote, this topic explores the concept of queer color critique grounded in Black feminism and intersectionality as a Black studies lens that shifts sexuality studies towards racial analysis, end quote. Again, I don't think a lot of Blacks, like I mentioned, certain ones I mentioned already, would like I already mentioned four of them, would like this intersectionality of Black feminism and sexuality shifting. It says, quote, shifts sexuality studies towards racial analysis, end quote. And if you want to just state that somebody is a certain sexual persuasion, like, oh, by the way, they you know, we think that they were gay, or they were gay and or they were whatever, had whatever proclivities you want to mention, if that's so important, well, go ahead and mention it. But no, I mean, I'm sure high schoolers can handle that. But this goes a lot further. In the name of Black history and the Pork Barrel Project of Black History, continuing the article, Florida law in April 2022, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law known as the, quote, Stop Woke Act, end quote. The acronym stands for Wrong to Our Kids and Employees. The bill was also known as the Individual Freedom Act, or IFA. The law prohibits teaching or instruction that, quote, espouses, promotes, advances, inculcates, or compels, end quote, students or employees to believe any of the following eight concepts. Prohibited teachings include, one, members of one race, color, national origin, or sex are morally superior to members of another race, color, national origin, or sex. Two, by a person by virtue of his or her race, color, national origin, or sex is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive, whether consciously or unconsciously. Three, a person's moral characters or status as either privileged or oppressed is necessarily determined by his or her race, color, national origin, or sex. Four, members of one race, color, national origin, or sex cannot and should not attempt to treat others without respect to race, color, national origin, or sex. Five, a person by virtue of his or her race, color, national origin, or sex bears responsibility for or should be discriminated against or receive adverse treatment because of actions committed in the past by other members of the same race, color, national origin, or sex. So, it's there's a lot of friendly fire going on. That point number five, I think, is very thoughtful to be added to that, because you see a lot of friendly fire, as I'm mentioning. Who are you to say what Black history is, I'm asked. Well, I'll just refer you to the other Black history people, or people who are objecting to the AP registered trademark, advanced placement registered trademark of the College Board, which is the not-for-profit, what their idea, their Pork Barrel Project, that they tried for the very first time, and so was rejected for the very first time. Oh, DeSantis rejected it rejected an African-American AP college course for the very first time. Well, that didn't happen because it was the College Board who rejected the AP course for the first time because it had all this junk in it, and they should have known it would have been rejected because the Stop Woke Act was passed, as I'm outlining here. I'll just finish up with these last 3 points, and we'll get into other news when we return. Stay tuned. Let our children never said a word now. You know they never said a word. Still they have to die. Well, I'm asking why. It won't be long. No, no, no. Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive.
Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
And we're back here, Liberation Station Radio Show, Chris Steiner, and I really think that I hope I'm not beating a dead horse here. I'm hoping some folks will join me calling into talk shows and letting them know what's going on. And I think I had one little victory this morning, at least the second time I called in, showing my persistence that you can make me wait on hold for 40 minutes, allow me maybe a minute to speak before cutting me off, and I'm going to call right back. I told him, he told me to make it quick, giving me just like a minute or so after keeping me on hold for over 40 minutes. And then, fine, I'll just post the references on your Facebook page, which I did. And then I called back and posted more references and more responses to their sometimes foolish and uninformed statements by giving them some little info to chew on, and I told him I was avoiding race baiting. He seemed to take umbrage at that. So I said, no, you can mention my name. You can mention I'm the one who has an aversion to race baiting, but also read all the other material. All the other information gives context that I had posted in that same post if you're going to mention that, at least mention some of the other points that I made, some of the information. You know, it's just facts. I mean, people form their own opinion given the facts. And I'm going to finish up the last three points that are prohibited teachings in the Stop Woke Act, which is wrong to our kids' employees here in Florida, that the Florida Department of Education acted on to prohibit that pilot African-American AP course from being introduced in high schools. But, of course, they never commented, jeopardized. Nobody's ever criticized or jeopardized the existing African-American AP course still being taught today. Now, point number six, a person by virtue of his or her race, color, national origin, or sex should be discriminated against or receive adverse treatment to achieve diversity, equity, or inclusion. So, yeah, any discrimination, my commentary is just saying any discrimination, even reverse discrimination, is discrimination still. Number seven, a person by virtue of his or her race, color, sex, or national origin bears personal responsibility for and must feel guilt, anguish, or other forms of psychological distress because of actions in which the person played no part, committed in the past by other members of the same race, color, national origin, or sex. And, yeah, you could get into, by your same logic, then how about those who fought for the North? They should get reparations. How about those who gave everything, often gave everything, sacrificed so much working on the Underground Railroad? How about them? How about the Asians, the Irish, the other less than black race, less than black slaves, indentured otherwise? So look at them and bring them up, and you hear folks like the host of the show this morning, Walter L. Smith II. He said on another occasion, I don't want to hear about Asians, I don't want to hear about Irish. I mean, he just preemptively, proactively said that without even being prompted. So I thought that was odd. I mean, gosh, you want reparations so badly, I think you'd want to make a persuasive argument rather than off the bat just saying only for blacks. You know, look what San Francisco did. That's another commentary on this point I'll make, is that San Francisco just approved reparations for blacks for $5 million per person. And it comes out to, I think it was $114 billion. The city's budget, I was reading, was $12 billion. Here, I'll find it up here. Article February 3rd at the Daily Caller. Anyway, they say that it's not enough. $5 million per person isn't enough, but they never give the figure that they would like. You're never going to be satisfied enough, and you're still going to be a debt slave after you get whatever reparations you think you're going to get, or whatever you get. So, you're hemorrhaging. It's like, okay, give me a little Band-Aid for this hemorrhage here, and it's going to, other people are going to have to pay for all my Band-Aids. Let's see, this is the Daily Caller article. And $5 million in reparations isn't enough, by Chrissy Clark, February 3rd, 2023. And she has her video commentary, which is good, but I'm not going to play. And so, yeah, $14 billion is the entire city budget for the year, but it cost $112.5 billion, and that's not enough. We'll be right back. Young man, you will conform. I didn't have my soul express those rules when I was born.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bull. it out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh, yeah, me.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own. Everything that I am, I adore. It's the reason life's for. It's my heart that I need to be sure. Keep it pure.
And we're back here, last half hour, Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you, and your calls are welcome, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, and toll-free 800-313-9443, that's 800-313-9443. Now let's get back to the last 3 points that the Florida Stop Woke Act covers, and these are objections that are, you know, these are prohibitions. It's number 7, a person by virtue of his, I've read that one. The last one, pardon me, folks, I always read back a little bit too far. Lastly, number 8, such virtues as merit, excellence, hard work, fairness, neutrality, objectively, and racial colorblindness are racist or sexist or were created by members of a particular race, color, national origin, or sex to oppress members of another race, color, national origin, or sex. So qualifications are no excuse for, you know, that's an interpretation if somebody who's just looking at you by their color. But, you know, I really do want African-American history taught. I want all history taught. And I think all ethnicities have great contribution, but you know, I don't want any culture to be guilt-tripped or defamed. And that's what critical race theory does. I think that's the biggest objection in the forms of queerness that they try to claim are a part of black history, the black struggle. But, hey, you know, if you want to mention somebody's persuasion in their proclivities, well, then why not go ahead and just mention every time, oh, this person is straight. Wouldn't that seem strange? Well, this person was straight, supposedly omnisexual, vegisexual, asexual, hermaphrodite, androgynous, parthenogenic, meaning they reproduce without intercourse, without genetic diversity of sex. So I guess that's not a very popular persuasion of me promoting because it doesn't involve anything lewd or lascivious. Could not possibly involve anything lascivious. I think it's so awful and offensive, I think, for the CDC to not include in their list of genders or whatever they call it. Trying to remember their list of... I have to find it, but... you know, they don't include asexual or hermaphrodites or parthenogenic people. I identify as parthenogenic today. I think I'm just going to go through mitosis. I'm going to make another one of me. I'm going to clone another one of me. If you don't agree with me, then you're insane. Well, see, that's the thing, is that if you're institutionalizing this kind of education, then it becomes mass hysteria, mass... it's called folie à deux, meaning that it's two or more people are participating in it. And I remember hearing, I'm sorry, I can't remember the lady's name, the weekly guest on John Moore's show who brought this up, that often it'll be older couples or, say, you know, brother and sister or siblings living together who participate in that, and then one starts believing in a delusion, the other one starts believing it. And, you know, you can have more than two, but that's where it's pretty common. So, you know, what they believe these days is that you get your gender... I'm saying the progressives or whoever is coming up with how they want to deconstruct everybody. They're coming up with who assigns the sex and or gender, and I'm confused as to that. I'm just really confused as to various takes on what they think. But just to speak clinically here, if you will, if I haven't lost you who don't want to speak clinically, then what seems to be at issue is, at birth, who assigns the sex? Is it those dastardly parents and single mothers, maybe, or is it B, nature and nature's God in union wherewith? You know, is it A, those dastardly parents and single mothers, or is it B, nature and nature's God with whom we're in union? But maybe B is too holistic to grasp, too holistic a concept to grasp for those who chose A, and the whole reductionist or deconstructionist of people is what they're trying to do to separate us, make us feel like we have to self-segregate based on how people feel they are. So in public schools, I can understand where teachers would feel, many, many, many teachers, I'm sure, would feel uncomfortable, not just talking about sex, but talking about, you know, feeding the students insecurities and participating in the mental disease process, the folie à deux syndrome, shared psychotic disorder, is the in English, if you want to look up shared psychotic disorder. Folie, F-O-L-I-E, is the French. A, with an accentuez, I think it's above the A. Du, D-E-U-X, for two. The folly of two syndrome. So if you don't want to feed someone's insecurities and become a part of that shared psychotic disorder, you're not supposed to be called offensive or considered offensive here in Florida, according to the Stop Woke Act, fortunately. But hey, if you don't like the Stop Woke Act, if you feel so disempowered that African-American studies are being banned in Florida schools by, not Ron DeSantis again, by the Florida Department of Education, and the new one has apparently been accepted that was issued by the College Board on February 1st. But if you're so offended by it, then why don't you contact the legislature? And that's what I was getting a lot of fighting back, a lot of feedback, a lot of, debates, I guess, was a polite word to say. I called in to mention that this morning. The host said, "Yo, you're not going to tell me that Ron DeSantis didn't say Stop Woke Act." I never said anything of the sort. I got to clarify when I called in a second time. I said, "No, you got to empower people to do whatever they think that they can do and not encourage them to just in the name of race baiting, you know, this compulsion." I posted, I can't understand why you don't want to empower people, basically, is what I wrote, unless there's some compulsion to blame DeSantis. But hey, if you don't like the Stop Woke Act, then contact the Florida legislature, everyone in the legislature, and say, "I don't like this." And you have to explain why. You have to give your own explanation. Don't presume your own power of persuasion that you're not going to get any kickback is the term. So, I got some kickback, but then I smoothed it out by calling back in and making sure I was not misconstrued, as often happens. So, I don't care if people agree or not. At least they'll catch on to one or two points and they'll notice, hey, that person's persistent. I call in, I give my full name, and if they want to defame me, then they're going to have to do it by name. And that opens them up and opens up the station to possible legal action if they ever do that again, after I've been called a white supremacist by one of the other co-hosts and another caller who called in to ask the question, "Have you even read the syllabus on this course?" And he was called a racist, even though they had first admitted that they had not read the syllabus. So they start to do a tap dance, and it's really amusing to the casual observer just to see that in normal rules of debate, this would get an F-. I mean, this kind of stuff is not a good example for children. Plus, it could get you sued. But, first they say, okay, you can call in and disagree with us, but, you can try. And they kind of laugh. And then the caller, Simon Firer, is his last name, a dentist, Simon from Lakeland, calls in. And he says, "Hey, I asked, have you read the syllabus?" It tells him it's 82 pages, and all you have to do is read it. And he mentioned some of the objectionable points. And Mobili co-host, Mobili Ogun, he starts to call him a racist, after admitting that everyone in the studio, including the host and the other co-host, has admitted that they had not read the syllabus. And that was 3 weeks ago. So they're still carrying on with this today. And that's why I encourage you to try to stop a race war and discredit people. I mean, they're, like I posted in their Facebook live chat today, is fear-mongering induces cortisol, very bad for, very unhealthy and involved in very many disease processes. I think that's almost verbatim. So, try to point out that these two people who, as you can tell if you watch them, he and the co-hostess, Kimberly Jackson is her name, she's a clerk. It sounds like a clerk of the court in Tampa. First time I've heard her or identified her by name. I think she might have been on the last week or two. But anyway, the point is that you know, these get these hardcore people on there with obvious comorbidities, obviously high levels of interleukin 6 that are pushing COVID shots and telling people to get them when, you know, he himself has said he has, Walter says he hasn't gotten it because he has natural immunity. And yet he has a conference promoting it with Nikki Haley, who's the Florida Department of Agriculture and the head of Florida Department of Agriculture, and a couple doctors, at least one doctor. And so, you know, it's really it's really surprising that they just don't know how much they're being discredited. Not Nikki Haley, Nikki Fried is who I was thinking of. and so, you know, they discredit themselves, and I think that I know it's not just dramatics, the theatrics, to get people to listen, but they're really just following along on a culture of reading headlines, not following through with reading the source material, being allergic to reading the source material when they're given it. So that's why I just I call in respectfully but persistently, and I encourage you folks to do the same. Call into these community-sponsored stations once again. Look them up online. Look up community-sponsored stations and states, your state, like your community-sponsored radio stations, Florida. And you'll find them all around. Listen to them. For just a minute or two, you'll find whether you want to keep listening. If there's something relevant you want to comment on, or there's something untruthful or lacking context, something you just want to help them out with, just call up and give your reference. Give the information by citing the reference first, usually, I think, is best, and then the information, and then your opinion, so they know that you have formed an educated opinion. And sometimes you can ask them, where did you hear that? Like, what are you reading from? So you can discredit that news source. Like, I can tell when they're reading an article, I just do a web search, and I can tell, oh, you're reading from Florida Politics, for instance, an article that was being read this morning, and that's a very biased, it's accurate, but it's very cleverly worded and lacking context, I've seen in many, many articles. So it's very biased towards, I would say, progressives painting a bad picture of conservative causes. And those conservatives, or those politicians, usually conservatives, who support them. But, you should know how I feel, that I'm not a supporter of any politician, including DeSantis, 100%. I've covered a lot of his criticisms in the past. I think attorney Sean McBride, who I've had on my show a couple times, fortunate enough to have him on, he's covered a lot of the great true criticisms of what's going on here in Florida, what doesn't go far enough when it comes to banning masks and shots and preventing quarantine, forcible treatment, which could include shots. And so folks need to, you know, understand, I don't idolize anyone. I'm afraid of people idolizing someone, even when they do right, without thinking that, you know, without double checking their work when they say something that goes contrary to what they've done or what they've said in the past. And you idolize somebody, you're going to be disappointed. But I really think that DeSantis is going to be vindicated on the Stop Woke Act. And, I mean, I know that they're losing when they're trying so desperately to keep this argument afloat after the news of the new college course coming out. So where are we now? Where do we go from here? Well, do we criticize the college course, or do we criticize DeSantis and or Department of Education? according to the articles, I'm seeing this all he said, she said, going about. But, hey, if you want to believe the College Board, in their own words, they say that they're not influenced by politicians. So I'm going to have to leave that there and get on to some good news here. This is just a minute and a half clip that we'll play from the last edition of The High Wire. This is The High Wire with Del Big Tree, thehighwire.com. And February 9th was the show. Lawsuit against Dr. Peter McCullough dismissed. So, Sam, when you're ready, please roll that clip. Oh, we're going back to commercial. We're going to commercial, so when we get back, we will roll that clip and get into some other tidbits of news.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
All right, we're back. Come right back now to Peter McCullough clip. Let's get into that Peter McCullough clip. Clip one, Sam, that's from the last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree. I just mentioned February 9th, 2023. This clip that they excerpted entitled Lawsuit Against Dr. Peter McCullough Dismissed. Sam, please roll that clip. Do we have clip one ready to roll? Okay. All right, go right ahead. Cool.
huge breaking story in as all of things are shifting. One of our high wire favorites, Dr. Peter McCullough, who is being sued by Baylor Scott University and medical system, saying that he was making statements that he was not allowed to make, telling us the truth, coming on the high wire, telling us the truth, and going on other, you know, he's been on Fox News and these things. Because he was speaking out, they said that he was not representing them well. And I think on a few occasions, he was introduced as having been a doctor at Baylor Scott. Is it Baylor Scott and White or just Baylor Scott? Baylor Scott and White. And so they brought a $1 million lawsuit against him. Well, here's the headline that's just coming out this morning. The wellness company's Dr. Peter McCullough has been vindicated in court. The case has been dismissed. This is a strong victory, McCullough says, for freedom of speech and fair, balanced publication and media presentation on clinical data as it has emerged over the course of the pandemic crisis. My analysis and conclusions have been accurate, consistent, and have always been my own, not those of any institution. Wherever you are out there, Peter, I just want to congratulate you. Nobody deserves more to be able to continue on holding their head high and speaking the truth. You're a pioneer, you're a leader, and you are courageous.
Well, that's great news, and that's awesome news. He's cleared his name, and he should have stood on his own 2 feet. I want to get back to a little bit this new documentary by Vera Shirov, a Holocaust survivor, tied in with the topic that covered most of the show. And her new documentary is Never Again is Now Global. Never Again is Now Global, and I've seen a couple of her good interviews, like on the Robert Scott Bell Show, February 3rd, 2023, where he played the preview, or you can go to childrenshealthdefense.org and look her up. Never Again is Now Global. Vera, V-E-R-A, Shirov is S-H-A-R-A-V. I can imagine she would agree with DeSantis very much on a lot of his things, especially his two grand jury inquiries that he's convened for the COVID shots and trying to get rid of liability protection for them. Trying to get rid of corporatism. I mean, you know, you're forced to take a shot without any liability. You're mandated to in other states and other parts of the world. I mean, that's apartheid. That's medical apartheid. That's mark of the beast. If you're against apartheid and you have mark of the beast looming up in front of you, and you claim that it's not the mark of the beast, well, you've got to admit that you're also not anti-apartheid or anti-corporatism, anti-fascism. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Chris Steiner here with you every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, theliberationstation.com. Syndicated on republicbroadcasting.org, Republic Broadcasting Network. Please donate what you can. Until next time, I'll take great care.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.